We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
All right, folks, what's good? We are back. Another episode, Ain't No Seats podcast, and tonight, B-Turn, we're not going to talk football. We had a bye week. It was good, much needed. But we got to talk hoops. People forget. The Hawks won a national title, and the banner's hanging, and all of a sudden we got an exhibition game Thursday. It seems crazy, but the season is here. We got Duke in a few weeks, so it's crazy. It feels like yesterday we won the national title, but we got a whole new group, different look team, still an exciting team, still a top five team. Like, isn't it kind of wild that it feels like a team that, I don't know, with so many question marks, like, I don't have crazy expectations, but we're still a top five team. Like, that just shows how well Bill Self has this thing rolling.
Yeah, and there's never going to be any worries or doubt in my mind with Bill Self at the helm. Like, you're always going to have a chance to be – the worst seed he's been in the tournament is a four. He's had a ton of ones, a ton of twos. I was tweeting about it. I'm sure you saw that on Twitter the other night, those guys that weren't too high on our team. So I was tweeting to them just about how much KU lost in 2008. You lose every single starter, Russ, Mario, B Rush, Shady, Darnell, you lose Sasha, you lose Roderick Stewart. And then you come back, you go 14-2 in the Big 12 in 2009. I think we started Tyshawn and Marcus Morris started. Sharon was obviously the guy. Cole was pretty good, but he was young. He didn't play much on the title team. That team goes 14-2. I believe they were 3 in the tournament. They ended up making the Sweet 16. They kind of choked against Michigan
State. Should have been. Honestly, that team should have gone to a Final Four. If they close that Michigan State game out, they win that Elite Eight game, and they're going to a Final Four. Like, it's crazy what that team became.
Yeah, and so Bill just finds a way. They'll end up competing to win a Big 12 title. They'll be a good seed in the tournament. And Jay Will is obviously a first-team preseason All-Big 12 guy. They got a great recruiting class, a bunch of five-stars. DeJuan is one of Bill's favorite players of all time. Kevin McCullough is going to be one of his favorites. So I think this team could be really good defensively. They hope Jay Will can be an All-American-type guy for this team to be really good. And we just need our bigs probably to – develop, which Bill, I think Bill's one of the best developers of talent in the entire country, if not the best.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare this team to the 09 team that came off, I would say this team has, it's hard to say, because that team had Sharon Collins, who's one of the all-time greats, and it had Cole Aldridge, but we did not know yet that Cole Aldridge was going to be the star. I mean, we hoped that was the expectation, but Cole Aldridge, if you look back, had one of the best. What is it? I can't remember the stat. Somebody will tweet it at me. He had like one of the best statistical or efficient seasons of like the Bill Self era. Like, he was just so good.
He had
both ends of the floor.
He had a triple double in the first weekend of the tournament that year in 09.
Yeah.
Blocks, rebounds, points.
So it's hard for me to say. In a weird way, I feel like this team returns more, maybe. Kind of. I don't know, because that other team was so young. I mean, you had Tyshawn and Marcus and Marquise.
Think about that starting five.
Yeah. But this year you got DeJuan back. You got Jalen back. Jalen, to me, is kind of like the Sharon of this year's team. Like, he was the guy that played big minutes. He's the guy that is now expected to take over and be the main guy. And DeJuan, in a weird way, they're complete opposites, but like DeJuan has to be the Cole Aldridge, I think, where DeJuan has to kind of take a step this year and no, maybe not. I don't know. I would be interested to hear your thoughts. Does DeJuan need to be like a, does he need to take a big step, or can he still kind of fall back into that just role that he's been in, which is just play good defense, be scrappy? I don't know. I feel like we need DeJuan for this team to be good for him to take another step.
Yeah, I think we need him to take a step for sure, scoring wise. And I think, I don't know how you feel. I know Bill talked about this. He knocks down open jumpers. People leave him open. He knocks down his fair amount of jumpers. I just think this team needs to find shooters. I know he's hyped up Grady, saying he could be one of the best shooters KU's had or KU's seen, which is wild to me. We've had some pretty good players, but DeJuan, yeah, I think he'll step up as a scorer, and he's always going to do the little things, the way he impacts games. And if we have to defend him on this pod all year, it's going to get really annoying, because after you watch him, what he did to Caleb Love and RJ Davis in the championship game, and he's just unreal. The way he can impact a game, the way he guards, the way he facilitates, the way he gets guys open looks. And he's just the ultimate winner. Like, he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's kind of like a quiet assassin. Doesn't say much, just goes about his business, gets things done. But I feel like you'll agree with this. I feel like you've said this before, but we just always have guys that need to step up every year. It's crazy. Like, I remember KU 2011, we choke against VCU. Obviously, it sucked. We should have won a natty. We're going into 2012, and there's a lot of question marks. It felt like Relaford hadn't played a ton. T-Rob was still coming off the bench in 2011. Tyshawn obviously started for a couple of years. So Tyshawn was really the only proven guy. You had Jeff, who didn't play much against VCU that year against VCU. So you had one starter back, and then they just step up. I remember talking to my dad before that 2012 year, and he's like, man. And there's been many years where KU fans have done this, because we lose a lot. We get a lot of new faces. And my dad was like, man, this, I don't know if we'll be that good this year. I feel like we might suck. And then KU makes it to the national title game. Tyshawn talks about 2012, where Bill Self just absolutely coached his ass off. And I think this year could be one of those years, because they're going to have to be really good defensively. But I think Bill just finds a way, and there's certain years where he does coach his ass off. He's always going to be an amazing coach, but I think there's years where you have to be, where you do have to coach your ass off.
It's definitely these years where there are question marks, right? Like 2009, I mean, that dude coached his ass off. 14-2
in the league.
Yeah, after losing to what? Who'd we lose? Davidson that year at the Sprint Center. We lost. I mean, just had some bad early season losses, which
Syracuse
can happen. Yeah, Syracuse.
Johnny Flynn, they were good, though.
That was so annoying. That was a fun game. But, yeah, I mean, you're right. KU, that's why KU is what they are, is guys just step up. And that's my biggest question is, I don't have a doubt of will new guys, or will guys like Yesufu or Pettiford or Clements, will – I don't have a question of will someone step up, but I'm more curious on who's it going to be. Somebody that did not play big minutes last year will have an awesome season this year.
Yeah.
And I think, in my opinion, I'd be curious what you say. My choice, if I had to pick, I would hope it's Zach Clements. Like, I think that is our biggest question mark this season heading into the year. It's what kind of, I think the chatter was about after that Illinois scrimmage was, man, this team's got talent, but they do not have a five-man right now. That's like the clear-cut five. And so to me, I want Clements. He stepped in and played good minutes at times last year, but I want him to take – he's not going to take a Cole Aldridge-type step, but I want him to take a step where he's a truly reliable starter, like a guy you can count on to go get 10 and 6, 7. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that for sure is the answer, because I think you have four locked in starters right now, and you have big question marks at the five. He's talked about the potential with Zuby and Ernest. He likes their potential, but obviously they probably won't be ready to go day one. Maybe ready by Big 12 play, but Zach obviously has the potential to stretch the floor, knock down threes. I mean, we've seen the potential from Zach. He came in last year. I forget who it was against at home. It was a Big 12 game at home where he came in and kind of gave us some big minutes in a big Big 12 game.
That Oklahoma game.
Yeah. Oklahoma at home. So, yeah, the five spot's the biggest question mark. They've talked about Cam, which Cam could – I'm not sure. There's four locked-in starters. I feel like if I had to guess, Cam might be the starter on Thursday night against Pitt State. But I don't, because really? I don't know who – maybe it's Zach. I've heard
that
Zach's
would be a Bill Self move. Just give it to the older guy, like mm-hmm. oldest guy. Yeah.
Because I've heard, I mean, Zach's great. I think his potential, I think his ceiling's pretty high, but I've heard he's kind of struggled at practice a little bit, just from a physicality standpoint, too. So I'm not sure if Ernest, obviously, Ernest and Zuby, I don't know if they'll be ready to go. Zach, I think, could give a, I mean, I think he could be the X factor, absolutely, the way he can shoot it. The way he can rebound, and I feel like he doesn't make mistakes. We talked about that last year. Like, he doesn't come in and really make mistakes. He doesn't take terrible shots. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Cam could be the starter. He obviously played at Missouri Southern for a couple of, or for 4 or 5 years, whatever. He sat and he sat out last year, but was under Bill Self's system for a year. So I don't know. Obviously, I think Grady, Kevin McCullough, DeJuan, Jay Will are four of the locked in starters. I don't know who will start at the five, but. Yep. Our bigs are obviously our biggest question mark right now. And if they can figure that out, I think this KU team could be really, really damn good by conference play.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, Zach, the offense isn't going to be a question for me. He's going to be a shooter. He's going to be good. But can he bang inside against Big 12 talent? And, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we play Duke in a few weeks. Can Zach Clements handle that? But the problem is, Ernest, like, to me, Ernest obviously has the most upside of any of our bigs.
For sure.
Maybe you could argue Zach, too, just the way he can shoot it. But when it comes to just pure center, pure Bill Self system, Ernest just fits the mold. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but one day Ernest Uday is going to be a stud under Bill Self. Like, the dude catches
no lobs. Question.
He's just, you know it. He's one of those guys I can pencil in right now. He's going to be a stud under Bill Self. But I don't think it's going to be right away. So, yeah, I think Zach, I would like to see him step up from day one. I think you could be right that Cam could start, but I don't think, and this is, there's some people that absolutely love Cam Martin, and I'm not saying I don't believe in Cam, but, like, if it's March and Cam Martin is still starting at the five, I'm probably not, like, I don't think we're a one seed if that's our lineup come March.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's a stud, but that's a big jump. I don't care if you sat out a year. It's a big jump to go from that level to this level.
That's why we need one of Ernest. I don't sit there at the practices and watch the bigs. Maybe Zuby is going to surprise. Obviously, Ernest is the higher ranked guy. He was a McDonald's guy, 5-star. So,
yeah.
If Ernest or Zach could step up and be a solid big, like, just come in, give good minutes, rebound. That's why I think Ernest could be awesome energy wise. Mm-hmm. And Bill loves him just like personality wise and energy. And obviously you were talking about the lobs and stuff. So I think he could potentially be a rim protector and be a guy that can finish around the rim, dunk on guys, catch lobs and things like that. And just get the team going from an energy standpoint. But yeah, I'm just personally saying, if I had to pick a starter for Thursday night, and I'm not saying all year, I randomly think it's going to be Cam. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't hate that pick. You want to know what I think I could see Bill Self doing? And I wish AB was here because AB five made guards. This prediction. No, it'll be KJ Adams.
We haven't even talked
so,
about
yeah,
him.
So, yeah, five guards. Like,
we haven't even talked about
Bill
KJ.
I can see Bill just being like, you know what, KJ, I like that you try hard, you're good at defense, you're starting at the five. And I can see this being something where it's like week three of the season, and we're like, why is KJ still starting at the five? Like, what is going on? Remember that season where Dave and Udoka were both starting together for like multiple weeks, and Twitter was just imploding?
Oh my
Our
God.
Our spacing was disgusting. But like,
unreal.
That's what Bill Self does early. Like, he's not. We obsess over the lineups, and he just does not care. I mean, Hunter Mickelson started the triple overtime game against Oklahoma. Like, lineups early are not going to matter. So we'll see. I can see Cam. I can see KJ.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about KJ. Why not KJ? I think he could be awesome defensively. I think He can bang down low. He gives you, I mean, he's incredible defensively. You saw him at the end of the first half in the Miami Elite Eight game against Cam McGessie, who was killing us. That defensive stop he had at the end of the half. I love KJ. Obviously, from an energy standpoint, too, he plays super hard and he just wants it. There was rumors about him leaving in the offseason, and I don't know if those were real or not, but he obviously stayed, and I would love to see KJ get a ton of minutes, and that kind of leads me into our bench. I think our bench could be super solid. A lot of guys could step up. Bobby Pettiford's dealt with a ton of injuries, been kind of unlucky. Last year, I think he would have been in the rotation good amount because Bill was obsessed with him on a national championship squad. Joe didn't play a ton. So I think Joe and Bobby, I think, could give us awesome minutes. DeJuan's not going to leave the – that's the thing with those two, DeJuan and Kevin McCullough. How do those two leave the floor this year with Bill Self? Bill and Self Jaylen. Is going to be
– When does Jaylen leave the floor?
Yeah, well, those three, obviously. Grady probably will. We haven't even talked about MJ Rice yet. Like, our bench could be loaded. This could be – we always talk about – I mean, there's always random fans that say 9 or 10 guys could play. Obviously, Bill gets his rotation down to a certain amount, 7 or 8. So there's going to be some talent left out. I mean, think about the bigs we already talked about. That's 5 bigs we just talked about. Zach, Zuby, Ernest, Cam, KJ. And then you got Grady, who's going to start. MJ probably behind him. And then you got 3 guys that we just talked about that won't come off the floor with J. Will, DeJuan, and Kevin McCullough. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So you brought up how we always say, oh, we're so deep. We're so deep. But let's just cut to the chase. And 4 or 5 months, we are not playing 9, 10 guys. So realistically, we're playing the 5. Let's call it this. Let's say it's DeJuan, it's Jaylen, it's Kevin, it's Grady, and it's, let's just call it Zach. So there's our 5. Then to me, I think you've got, like, this is where I kind of feel bad, is I think it then becomes a battle of Bobby and Joe for a 6th spot. One of those guys to me is going to get left out, which sucks because they're both really talented and can be good. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe he does, but I don't know. I just, to me, one of them potentially gets left out because then MJ Rice, I think, he's too talented to just leave off the floor. I think he's your 7 guy. So then you're battling between, is KJ not? I think KJ is getting minutes. And then Ernest, there's 8 and 9 right there. Like, it just, you run out so fast. And to me, Ernest has to get a little bit of minutes. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I would hope he does, just for development wise. But it really is wild to think that come February, March, guys like Cam, Zuby, maybe Joe, I don't know. I hope Yesufu steps up. I don't know who's getting the minutes because, like you said, DeJuan's not coming off the floor. Jaylen's playing 35 plus. Kevin McCullough's playing 35 plus. So, like, which guards And maybe MJ Rice doesn't get – maybe Joe gets more minutes than MJ Rice, and maybe Pettiford gets more minutes than MJ Rice. I have no idea. It's just going to be crazy to see because there are a lot of bodies and there's a lot – I think there's a lot of opportunity. That's a good thing. I think those guys all have a chance to prove themselves, but I don't think they can all get minutes, which sucks. And it's shocking that more of them – like you didn't see any transfers.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It's kind of wild thinking about our roster right now. And I think
it's hard to get to eight. It really is.
And personally, to start the year, I really think we will struggle to score. I don't think that's a crazy take at all. I think obviously Dewan's amazing. We love him. He's not the most skilled scorer in the country. Jay Will's going to be probably 15 points plus a night, I personally think. And then McCollar, Dewan, like that. So basically what I'm getting to is I think we're going to have to be really good defensively to start the year. And Bill's going to have a hard time yanking any of those guys. So, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of talent left out. And as shitty as this sounds, there's probably going to be one or two guys that wishes they might have transferred in the offseason.
Yeah, it's just like
sounds terrible, but
I mean, I'm specifically thinking of a guy like,
cuz I'm thinking like Bobby. Bobby's a point guard, great point guard. He's a backup point guard, but is Dewan going to be taken out? Like, is Bobby going to come in and play the two next to Dewan
for a little bit? And that's what's tough. I don't know. It sucks because both those guys are too good to just sit all year. And I don't think both of them will sit all year. But unfortunately, I just think early on, we'll see a lot of them. They'll get their opportunities. But man, just knowing Bill Self, who's getting the big minutes between those two? Because them all three playing is going to be tough when Dewan's playing. Dewan is going to play 39 minutes a game. He just is.
You can't take him out of the game.
No.
Bill won't. I mean, I'm sure Bill would tell you he's the best defender in the country. He's not going to pick another guy in the entire country that's better than Dewan. I mean, Dewan's probably as good as anyone he's had, and he's had a ton of good defenders, and he's a great defensive coach. But, yeah, I got 12 guys here who could play at a bunch of schools in the country. Dewan, Bobby, Grady, Joe Yesufu, Kevin McCollar, MJ Rice, Jalen, KJ, Zach, Cam, Ernest, and Zuby.
Didn't even include Kyle Cuff, who
that's
a guy I'm a little shocked came back because he's an athlete and I think he has a potential future in this program, but it's not this year, unfortunately, which I feel bad for him because he's a stud.
I know. And it's, oh man, I was at the Bill Self, that Topgolf event that you weren't able to make it to, but he made another joke about getting on Kyle Cuff's ass at practice saying that they get on him all the time. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, dude, our point guard's going to play 40 minutes, and then Bobby's ahead of you.
Yeah. Now, and so I don't want this pod to come off as us saying none of these guys are going to play, because I do think early on in the year, I think in the Duke game, I think maybe 10 to 12, I think 10 or 10 of those 12 guys you just named will probably, maybe 12 of those guys will play. I don't know. Like, I do think Bill's just going to throw them out there and see what happens, but we just know. We see this every year. Uh-huh. Come conference play, it's going to be eight guys max, I think.
It might have been the first year we did this pod, maybe Grimes' freshman year, where I remember this exact convo between me, you, and AB before the year talking about maybe – I had to have been that year because I think we were loaded.
We thought we could do like a platoon system.
Yeah, a Kentucky thing. So we talked about that, and then I think you were the one that brought us back to reality, and we're like, guys, Bill Self – has his rotation, it's going to be 7 or 8, and it's always 7 or 8. So I don't know. It's tough. There's 12 guys that could play. Like,
I mean, because think about that team. Charlie Moore and KJ Lawson didn't get minutes hardly at all. And we thought those guys would play a ton.
Yeah. And so, I'm sitting here thinking about MJ Rice. Obviously it's a 5-star top 20 guy, McDonald's guy. You can't really, I mean, obviously, if he's struggling at the beginning of the year, he probably won't play. Eventually, he'll probably get it and play. But these college coaches need to play these 5-star guys to get recruits. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get a 5-star top 20 guy and he comes here and shits the bed. I mean, we've had some, but you need those guys to play because that helps your program out. McDonald's guys, 5-stars, you see them succeeding as a freshman, you're going to get more recruits. So, Grady, they're obsessed. That's another guy. Grady, dude, the staff, like, I can't even describe it. The staff is obsessed with him. Every single person on the staff or that has to do with the program on the bench, Coach Q, Bouchard, Brady, everyone on the staff is just obsessed with Grady because he does everything right. He can shoot it. He's never going to kill you. He's just a stud. And so that's another guy that might not leave the floor.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a list here. I mean, Grady Dick was the Gatorade High School Player of the Year. Like, if you think about other guys that have done that, that's like LeBron. That's like Dwight Howard. Like, these are – now, I'm not saying Grady Dick's going to be those guys, but, like, that's how good this dude was. Like, that's how highly thought of he is. And it kind of blows my mind because that's not the vibe I got early on when we were recruiting Grady Dick. I was like, yeah, this guy will be a – 3-year guy. And now I'm like, no, this guy's probably going to leave after 1 year and potentially be a lottery pick. Like, that's what you've heard from the staff and stuff?
Yeah. Like, first rounder.
Yeah.
One and done.
That's crazy.
And I think that has to be their hope too. Obviously he's getting a ton of hype, another McDonald's top 25 star guy. Like, you want those freshmen to be one and done to get more guys. So I think we have a solid four besides the starting five, which we've been talking about, which has to be the biggest question mark. And then, that's not even a debate. That is by far the biggest question mark right now. But those four we have right now, I'm super excited about. I think Kevin McCullers being super underestimated. He's never been a big-time scorer, but he's also never had to be. I mean, Texas Tech style, they obviously play slow. They defend, and he can defend as good as anyone. I think we could be good defensively. And that's why I think Ernest – I'm saying Zach for sure the X factor, but I think Ernest potentially could be, because I think if Ernest becomes this really good rim protector, that this defense, like, if he comes along, buys into Bill's system, starts getting it in a couple months, and he just starts taking off, I think this team is going to be so damn good. And I think they could be so good defensively, because you got DeJuan, who's as good as anyone defensively, McCuller, who's as good as anyone, Grady, who I don't know how good he is defensively. I could not tell you, but I think he's obviously a prideful Kansas kid that is going to play as hard as he can. He's wanted to come to KU for years now. Jay Will knows the system, just won a national title. So we got DeJuan and Jay Will with that championship pedigree. And I think, obviously, Kevin McCuller, I think we could be
that dude was meant to play for Bill Self.
Yeah. I think those four that we already said are locked into the starting lineup, I feel super confident about. Big 12 is going to be solid. Baylor's going to be good. TCU is going to be really good. Forgot about big old
Eddie Lampkin.
I was at the casino Saturday gambling on sports, and I was talking to these dudes about college basketball. And some dude goes, "Man, what was that big moose's name for TCU?" And I couldn't even think of it, but I looked it up, and Eddie Lampkin. They got screwed against Arizona
crowd.
In the tournament.
Had so much fun with Eddie Lampkin. I loved that game. TCU,
Mike Miles.
They should have made the Sweet 16. Mike Miles is a stud. So, So the conference would be tough. I want to ask you this before we talk, like, schedule and stuff like that. If you could pick one big man and one guard, and you can't pick DeJuan, Jalen, or Kevin, and really all eliminate Grady Dick, too, because I think he's a pretty – he's just going to be a guy. Like, I would be shocked if Grady Dick's not playing.
There's so many heads going, so many names.
If you could pick one guard and one big man to have big years, meaning there are sixth and seventh man, who do you want it to be? Like, steps up and they are officially, like, playing big time minutes come March Madness.
Would you go first, or do I need to go first?
I can go first. I think, God, it's tough. It is so tough.
I think bigs, I'm between Zach and Ernest.
Me too.
I think Cam could be really solid, but like you said, I don't see him being like a game changer, you know, like a star. I think he would be super solid.
I see him playing like a Mitch role potentially is what I think Cam Martin could realistically do.
Mitch didn't get enough credit last year. I thought he was as solid as he could be.
I just want Cam Martin to, if he doesn't have some breakout year, who knows? We could be totally wrong about Cam Martin. But if Cam Martin is in the program, I want him to just be a guy you know can come off the bench in an ugly game and just give you good minutes and not make big mistakes and just know the system. But back to my original question. I think my answer's
I don't know for guard.
I think it's Ernest. And then for guard, see, part of me wants to say MJ Rice because I think he has so much potential. But I think Joe Yesufu, the way he scored late in his career at Drake, that final half of the season, like, I think that is a weapon that we could desperately use this year, is a guy that comes off the bench and can score. And so, like, I love Bobby Pettiford, too. Like, Bobby Pettiford seems like he was built to play point guard for Bill Self. I don't know if it's going to be there this year. So, it's like, I have kind of found myself, and I don't know if Joe will make that step. But, like, to me, what would leave me the most excited is if Joe Yesufu is just a guy that gets buckets off the bench all year. That's kind of what I think this team's going to need, and I would love to see that happen.
I think you're spot on with the guard spot, because Joe can come in and give you 20 or 30 randomly one night. I wouldn't say 30 at KU, but he can definitely come in and give you a 20 ball, come in, hit 4 or 5 threes, get to the lane, finish around the rim. He can fill it up when he wants. I think Bobby would just come in and be a super solid point guard, get guys involved, facilitate, things like that. So I don't think the ceiling's there for Bobby just for this year, eventually maybe. But Joe can give you a ton off the bench as a sixth or seventh man with a little spark, come in, instant offense. I want to say Ernest because I think he has the highest ceiling of the bigs, but I think Zach, just the way he can shoot it and stretch the floor, and we've talked about this team needing shooters. We could struggle to start the year shooting it and scoring, so I think a four or a five man, I guess, that can stretch the floor and rebound would be huge for us. So I think I'd go Zach and Joe. MJ, I feel like I can't pick him.
I feel like we are going – I think we could potentially look back on this pod and be like, remember how we hardly even talked about MJ Rice, who McDonald's All-American, guy that plays so hard, plays good defense, athletic.
I'm just feeling that, like, that's not a – it's not a crazy enough pick is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Picking MJ. I think MJ's going to be solid. Bill keeps comparing him to Wayne Selden. I think he's compared him to him 10 times this offseason. So. Yeah. At first I was hearing he had been great at practice, but I don't think that was right because they said he was kind of coming along slowly, but he's getting there. So I think he's going to be a guy.
About Wayne Selden, he took a while.
So maybe MJ could be a guy that's around 2 years. I guess Wayne was here for three and he was damn good his junior year. People forget, but MJ, I kind of was thinking when MJ committed that he might be the one and done guy instead of Grady. And now I'm all in on Grady.
Yeah. I just want to put a disclaimer with this pod. Like, everything we say in this pod could look so stupid in literally a month. Like, that's what's so hard about predicting these teams is because guys just – we've said it. Like, Relaford, Withy, those guys just stepped up. But you never know who it's going to be. But somebody will. It's just hard to pick who it'll be. But
thinking about – just thinking about that 2009 team again, just the starting lineup.
Brady Morningstar played tons of minutes.
It was the starting lineup was Sharon, Tyshawn, Brady, Marcus Morris, and Cole Aldridge.
It's wild.
Two freshmen.
14 and 2.
Brady Morningstar was wearing sleeves down to his wrist, wearing the t-shirt under the jersey. And then, I mean, that's the thing with Sharon, too. He was obviously damn good. Freshman and sophomore year, as solid as you could get off the bench for the national championship team, you kind of knew what you were getting, but you didn't fully know what you were getting with Sharon that junior year. I feel like you knew he was going to have to go off for this team, but you didn't know if he would, and he did. Cole was barely played that his freshman year. He played against Hansborough in the Final Four, but all those guys just ended up stepping up, and they go 14-2 in the Big 12, and I think OU was – they had Blake Griffin and Willie Warren that year. So I'm sure the Big 12 was super solid. We lost early in the Big 12 tournament, but Bill just finds a way, and these guys buy in. That's the thing you hear the most about Bill. He gets people to buy in, gets people to do certain things, gets the people going. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I don't want us to not talk about Jalen. Because, like, Jalen is in that spot where we've seen guys like T-Rob. We've seen Sharon, as you mentioned, Devontae. Like, he's the guy that came back from a really stacked team that is going from kind of the third, fourth best player to now he has to be the best player. And that's a big – I mean, most of the guys we've seen under Bill Self, they take that and they handle it perfectly fine. Like they take on that role and they thrive. You said earlier you think Jalen scores 15 a game. I think that's absolutely possible. Like how confident are you that Jalen Wilson will truly have one of those special seasons like we saw Devontae, T-Rob, Ochai, guys that made that decision to come back? How confident are you?
I mean, I said 15. I would take the over on that. I think he's going to be around 17, 18 a night. I feel insanely confident about Jay Will this year. He put in a ton of work last summer. You've read it, the articles that came out. He was putting a ton of pressure on himself after he got in trouble last year before the year. He struggled to start the year. His numbers don't look amazing from last year, but we even talked about it to end the year. He could have been a second team, third team, all Big 12 guy, but
he was very
it good. Felt like he got shafted based off his non-con performance.
Yep.
But Big 12 play, I forget what the numbers were exactly. I tweeted it to those guys saying that he stunk. I think he averaged 13 and 8. Is what I'm pretty sure. So yeah, close to a double double in Big 12 play, and he started Big 12 playoff slow. He's been putting in a ton of work this summer. This is gonna sound stupid, but he looked really freaking smooth at the late night scrimmage. I don't care. Dude. It just looked different. This my first takeaway from late night scrimmage was he looks way more agile and in shape. In condition,
and like, I remember watching exactly like Ochai. I remember watching the combine, thinking it would only been like 2 months, and I was like, "Whoa, Jalen just looks like he's got a little more of a pep in his step."
That's what it is,
and so I agree. I think Jalen, we said it, scoring could be a big question mark this year, so he's got to do it. And here's what Jalen's going to do this year that he has not done as well as we thought he would when he came into KU. And that's make threes. And I think he's going to have a really good shooting year. We've seen it with guys. You hit that senior year and you just make shot. Like Frank was a 50% 3-point shooter his senior year. Ochai shot lights out. I just think Jalen's going to have 40%. One of those years where, I mean, that's what Jalen was known for when he committed to KU, is like being a shooter. And it really hasn't, and it's been a pleasant surprise to see him be like this grinder, go in and get rebounds, get offensive putbacks, slasher type player. But I think he's going to add a whole new thing to his game this year where he's hitting shots and you're not going to be able to give him space. He'll pull up and hit it in your face. So, like, I don't know. I'm excited for that aspect of Jalen's game to step up this year because I think he's had it. I just, for whatever reason, he's never gotten enough in a flow for it to be consistent. But that you just can tell, and like you said, at late night, his jumper just looked smooth.
That, and he looks so conditioned, just like Ochai, dude. It's crazy. I can just tell. 26% from three last year, which I cannot believe. I'm sure. I wonder what it was in Big 12 play. Because I thought, and I just looked, he was 33 that sophomore year, whatever year he is now. He's been here. He had that year where he was hurt. But sophomore year, it felt like he shot it better than that. Maybe that was the start of the year. Because I remember me tweeting about him going to go pro after that year. I thought he looked that good at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's going to have an awesome year. He had 7 double doubles last year. How many double doubles would you guess, or what would you set the over under? How many would you guess he has this year? Cause we might struggle to rebound from the big spot, from the big,
he's going to have
five
to rebound.
Spots. So dude, he could have, he really could, he's not going to be as good as T-Rob, but he could do have a T-Rob year numbers wise, or maybe a Dedrick Lawson type year. I think T-Rob was nearly a national player of the year, so that's tough to say. But maybe like a Dedrick, or you're 18 and 10 or whatever Dedrick.
I mean, if we play 35 games, I would definitely 40? Think Jalen gets more than 15 double-doubles. Like, is that crazy? I don't know. This is very off the cuff.
I don't think so.
He could easily get 15-plus double-doubles, but –
Also averaging
he's gonna have to rebound.
Also averaging 13 and 8 last year in Big 12 play. When you can make a case, I mean, this might be the case. He was the fourth option. You got Ochai, CB, first round picks, all Big 12 type guys, Dave, who they go into all the time, especially in clutch situations. And Jay Will wasn't even he was struggling before Big 12 play. So you could easily make the case he was the fourth. I think he was the fourth option. Best case, he was the third. And he still averaged 13 and 8 on that team. So it's not even crazy to think he's going to average 15. that it might be, we might be too low there.
Yeah.
If he averaged 13-8 against a really good conference as the fourth option, what's the ceiling for him this year? He could average 18, 20.
My prediction is like just me being trying to be realistic and not get crazy to protect myself. I'll say 16-9. But that's with me assuming. Nice. I think Kevin McCuller is – I think he's going to put up some points too. Like, I think he's going to be a little better at scoring than maybe we are giving him credit for.
I think he might score a couple buckets this year.
He will. And he's going to guard the ball. He's going to guard.
Dude, him and DeJuan can guard anyone. And I think those two – those got to be two of the top 10 defenders in the country. Maybe I'm biased there. There's obviously a ton of college basketball teams – they're up there, though. So I think if the rest of the guys buy in, Jay Will's probably going to have to put a ton of energy into scoring it on the offensive side, so he might not be as good defensively. But I think Grady could be there. I think we have a ton of bigs. Like, we got KJ, Zach, Cam, Ernest, Zuby for the bigs. I guess you can count KJ. I don't even know what position he is anymore. But one of those guys could play the five and be really good defensively, rebound, protect the rim. So I think this team could be super good defensively. I think Jay Will's going to score it at will. He's going to have to, is my thing. That's why I think he's going to average like 18 a night, because he's going to have to score. There's going to be nights there's undoubtedly going to be nights we're scoring 50 or 60 points. I mean, I don't think that's even crazy to say. There's just going to be off nights with this team shooting it. Grady, as a true freshman, he'll have big nights, but he's also going to struggle maybe on the road in the Big 12 and things like that. So I think Jay Will can fill it up this year. DeJuan's going to take that step offensively, scoring it. McCuller has been waiting to show out offensively. He's going to guard. And I think we're going to win the Big 12 or take second, get a 2 seed. We're just spoiled. It's insane.
I think early in the year, we're going to see some ugly games. Like, I think back to that. That 2020 game again, or 2019-2020 game against Duke, where we had like, I don't even remember how many turnovers, a ton, but it was just ugly. It was gross. I think we could see that early with this team, but I think this team's going to be in every game. Like, I don't think we're going to be getting blown out, because I think we're going to play good enough defense to stick around against, like, I don't know how good Duke's going to be really young, so it's hard to say, but who knows? I think that game's going to be gross, ugly. I have no idea who will win, but I don't think you can confidently say Duke or KU is the clear favorite. I don't know. I think it'll be less than 4 points. So, but I think we're just going to have to be ready to deal with some gross basketball and trust that this offense will figure it out. Grady Dick will get more confident. Somebody will step up. Zach will get better. Like, but there's going to be some growing pains, like we saw with 09, like we saw with 2012. And we're just going to have to deal with it and be – and, you know, winning a national title makes it a little easier. I'll give this team a little more breathing room.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and you just kind of got to sit back and realize that you have the best coach in college basketball.
Yes.
Understand. So
can't
I don't
debate it.
That's why obviously I'm excited for the season, but I feel spoiled because I know what we're about to get.
Yeah.
We're going to compete for a conference tie. It sounds so cocky, but I feel like I'm grown now. I'm a grown man. I just understand, I guess, like what we got Bill Self. We're going to compete for a Big 12 title. We're going to have a good seed in the tournament. We're going to have a chance to make the second weekend, play for a Final Four. I just,
Let me lay out real quick, and then we'll wrap this up. Here's how the season's going to go. This is the script you need every year for a KU season. We're going to look – we're going to struggle a little bit. We're going to look ugly early. Twitter is going to be furious at whoever starts at the five, whether that be Zach or Ernest. Everyone's going to be mad. They're going to be saying, we should have had Dave come back, which is funny because we all hated Dave last year. Dave was that playing that character. Then about mid-season in conference play, people are going to get frustrated if we struggle a little bit because DeJuan's not good enough, and DeJuan should have taken a bigger step. And
should have, you know, transferred.
He's a junior now. He needs to be better. And then
he'll never be friend of Devontae.
Yeah, question marks about Jalen. Jalen wasn't ready to be the man of this team. And then come February, March, the flip will switch.
Bill's so, switch so will good. Flip,
and the team will all come together, and we'll be rolling into March as a one or a two seed, having won or taken second in the Big 12, and everything will be okay. That's just what happens. That's the script for a KU basketball season. I don't know if there's going to be any Remy Martin type scripts built in. Last year was a little different, but it's just that's how it is, and it's kind of nice that we have it on autopilot.
Exactly. And think about the things people said about Bill Self after we lost to TCU, just about the rotation and the guys that were playing and that they were soft. And now our fans are all in on him being the best coach in college basketball, and everyone should be. And we're going to be spoiled forever as long as he's here. 2008, you lose every starter. You win the Big 12, lose like five games, almost make the Final Four again. So you're always going to be in a good spot. They've always said, we don't rebuild, we reload. And that's, I mean, it really is true.
If you listen to this podcast, you would think we're talking about a team that's starting fifth in the Big 12 and is returning nobody. This is a top five team. Like, it's crazy we're talking about.
You lose two first rounders. You lose three starters. You lose your first three options on offense, scoring options.
We're still a top five team, which who knows? I don't think we're necessarily a top five team right now, but I'm confident we will be potentially by March. So. It just that's how it goes. Things will be good. It's going to be a really fun year because we get to sit back knowing we won the title. We can relax about Bill getting number two, and we can just genuinely enjoy watching this team come together. That's going to be my goal. Don't let some stupid performance early in the year get me fired up. I'm just going to sit back, enjoy. Bill got his second title. That's all I've wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's just watch guys like Grady Dick, MJ Rice, Ernest. Let's watch them develop. Yeah.
So. And obviously you want to win every game. You never want to lose, especially KU fans. We lose four or five times a year and it's an all-time meltdown. There's no reason to melt down over regular season games anymore, especially after at TCU last year and then they run the table and went out. Yeah. They're going to lose games. You can't run the table and go 40-0. Like, you're going to lose some games. Don't melt down. Like you said, let these freshmen develop. Stop taking your anger out on DeJuan Harris, one of the most valuable players on the team. Even though he doesn't score, you guys are just spoiled with point guards. You've went from Sharon to Tyshawn to Frank to Devontae to Devon Dotson. So you're just spoiled with scoring point guards. Yep. We're just spoiled in general. Sit back and enjoy the ride. You got the best coach in the country.
That was perfect. That was beautiful. Well said. So I think I'm good wrapping it up there.
Weekend.
Yeah, let's go get a win. We may, AB and B Turn may try and hop on, do a quick Oklahoma State preview if time allows later in the week. I don't know. We'll see. If not, Hawks need one win to go bowling, and that's it. Thank you, as always, for listening. Rock Chalk.